bow our hearts and heads in prayer this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, you do through Christ provide for us bread from heaven. You give us Jesus, who is life-giving bread. And for that, we're thankful. We pray, dear God, that we would see you, our Father, behind every act of bread giving, and therefore fix our eyes on you, who are the author and perfecter of our faith, never relying on the bread alone, relying on the one who gives it, through Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen. So just to let the cat out of the bag, the simple proposition is this: it's not the bread. It's not the dew on the desert floor. It's not the flakes that are consumed by the people throughout the day. It's not about the quail at the end of the day that are getting roasted over an open pit barbecue. It's about the one behind the giving. It was always about the one behind the giving. And the problem is not only in the people of old, but in the people of today, as we get so consumed by the bread that is to fix the circumstances in which we find ourselves, that in the midst of that transaction, we forget the one who's doing the giving. It's not about the bread. It's about the giver. It was always this way. In the book of Exodus, God's people had been led out of Egypt. They cried out for freedom from slavery. God did it, and a short time later, they're grumbling. They forgot about the one who stood behind the freedom from captivity. God gave them the bread and the quail. And we know that if we read just a short little bit further in the Old Testament, we'll see more grumbling. They forget about the quail, they forget about the manna, and even though their words can recite it, their hearts have long forgotten it, and now they're upset about this, that, or the other. Free us from the Persians, the Babylonians, the Assyrians. Free us from all those other oppressors. Do this, God. Do that, God. And God says, well, if I do that, will you remember me? They say, yes, yes, we'll remember you, but in short order, as too often happens because of the sin at work in our hearts, they forget God and the grumbling begins anew. Jesus comes here, and it was just a few short verses ago that he fed 5,000 people. They were hungry and they were grumbling because they'd been with Jesus all day. The disciples, clueless, said, get rid of them. Send them away so that they can get food. Jesus said, why would we do that? And God our Father has provided in the past. He certainly can provide now. You provide the food. And he did. We're not even a day out from the feeding of the 5,000, and the grumbling has begun again. They want another miraculous sign. Jesus said, you foolish people, don't you understand? God could supply in consecutive fashion your needs every day. He could give answer to all of the plight of circumstance in which you stand. But with consecutive days, you would still forget that it's not about the bread, it's about him. When will you start remembering him consistently in spite of the circumstances? It's a $1 million question. And we can transpose that into our day. We're pretty well fed, generally speaking. I don't see a lot of super skinny bodies around here. That's not a judgment, by the way, at all. It's not an encouragement that you need to exercise and watch your, you know, popcorn intake and sugary drinks. No, I'm just saying that we have lost the need for bread, but we still have need for other kinds of bread, for which we are praying constantly. And you can fill in the blanks. It may be bread of healing. It may be the sourdough of relationship rebuilding. It may be the Asiago bread of greater joy in life. Maybe you're not even praying for bread. Maybe you're just relishing the happy circumstances you're in. But the fact behind the matter is still the same. You've forgotten the one who both gives the bread and the one who has provided that bread, whatever it may be to this point. And for you, your relationship with God is only as good as the most recent fresh bread that he's delivered from his heavenly bakery. The message of our text today, the bread that is for all of us, is the bread that is not a particular circumstance of bread, a particular act of healing or kindness or mercy from God. The bread that is for all of us is the matchless name of Jesus, who shows us that God is constantly concerned about every manner of bread you and I need. Like you, I pray every day for various kinds of bread. Like you, maybe, I have, in this present moment, a great joy that there's no bread, super bread deficit in my life. Like you, I recognize that there may be days down the road where the deficit of bread, you understand I'm speaking in figures of speech here, the deficit of bread in my life may be greater in one area or another. I may be having to pray for healing for a particular member of my family or myself. I may be having to deal with some kind of illness or whatnot. You can fill in the blanks, both for me and for yourself. Here's the place, though, where I want to challenge you to join me, and that is, in this present moment, to ask God, as Scripture says in other parts, to become my all and in all. That throughout all circumstances, that God would be my sufficiency. That I would know that every good and perfect gift, regardless of circumstances, is ultimately sourced in one person, God alone. He is the source of every good and perfect gift that comes down from our Father, the one who lives among heavenly lights. You see, if we are going to do justice to the story of the manna in the wilderness, to the story of Jesus talking with the crowds after the feeding of the 5,000, if we're going to do justice to sing with the psalmist in 145, recognizing that the gifts come from God and it's about God, not the gifts, well, then we've got to remember that the bread is not the focus. It's the one who gives it. So over the course of the next week, just to get down to brass tacks, what are you going to do about this? Maybe it's a recalibration of your prayer life. You're not going to stop praying for the bread, the specific needs that you individually have, because God invites that. He wants to hear our prayers for everything. There's not a problem to pray for personal needs, you know. But in the midst of that prayer, to be able to say, as a recent Christian song says, but even if you don't answer the circumstance, I still believe that you are my God, and that your favor rests on me, and that your mercy is mine in full measure. Maybe your work ahead is to consider different places that bread is needed that you haven't been looking or giving your attention to. Maybe the bread you've been asking for has been bread for healing, but God is also in this moment, through this message, calling out to you and saying, how about we work on the caliber of your service to others? Because you need that bread in your life as much as you need any other kind of bread. What about the bread which is your moral compass? What you say in the school hallways, how you talk to your parents, and I'm not just talking your parents who are like in their 40s or 50s, I'm talking about how you talk to your parents who are in their 80s or 90s. Maybe that's the bread that God wants you to revisit today, to remember that it's not just the bread you determine you need, but it's the bread through Scripture that God has said, this is all the kind of bread I'm concerned about in your life, and I'm ready, because I'm the author of every good and perfect gift, to answer your prayers in relation to that bread too. Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. This is not a guilt-ridden sermon, by the way. Mind you, we've gone from Exodus to the Gospel of John, and the human condition is the same. We focus too much on the bread. We lose sight, as sin always does, on the author and perfecter of faith. So find hope. Find hope. Not only in the instruction that God gives, but the mercy that has accompanied God's people through every generation. God who says to us through Jesus Christ, I understand your plight. I am patient and long-suffering with your fixation on bread and your absent-mindedness about me. Now come home. Come back. Remember me, says God. That's what worship is all about this morning. It's about remembering God and saying, oh, in the immortal words of that great theologian, Britney Spears, oops, I did it again, right? Some of you have no idea what I just even mentioned there. And I'm sorry, if you're over the age of 50, I've got nothing for you. But that's what we're about today. So as you come and put knees here before the altar, as you receive the bread of heaven through the Lord's Supper, that you remember that that bread is a significant token, but it is a small token of the greater message that God has to say to you today, which is, I love you. I'm glad you're here. Now remember me beyond the bread. Amen? Amen. Amen.